Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. How comfortable are you? Are you happy with your financial situation? Are you happy with the way the economy works in this country for you? Do you think that we are behind the recession, that from now on everything will go upwards, and that we are looking toward a rosy future? Well, if you believe that, I unfortunately have bad news for you, because according to many financial experts, the worst is yet to come. 2 years ago, I did a program on this very channel asking the question, is a Great Depression coming? And then 1.5 years ago, I did another one with the title, After the Crash of 2008. And I did talk about the fact that, financially speaking, the worst is yet to come. Now, if you believe our governments, then obviously you're not going to hear what is actually happening, because our government has denied for over a year that we were even in a recession. But there are enough financial experts today who are warning us that we are facing a Great Depression, or that we are already in it. I'm going to do some reading today. I want to read to you from some of these experts who are telling you what is happening. Here's an article from the New York Times stating on June 27, recessions are common, depressions are rare. As far as I can tell, there were only two eras in economic history that were widely described as depressions at the time, the years of deflation and instability that followed the panic of 1873 and the years of mass unemployment that followed the financial crisis of 1929 to 1931. We are now, I fear, in the early stages of a third depression. He goes on to say that after all, unemployment, especially long-term unemployment, remains at levels that would have been considered catastrophic not long ago and shows no sign of coming down rapidly. He goes on to say, and who will pay the price? The answer is tens of millions of unemployed workers, many of whom will go jobless for years, and some of whom will never work again. The experts are also in agreement that partially our governments are to be blamed for their irresponsible policies. I will point this out in a moment. Here's an article by the Global Investor, dated June 25. The U.S. benefits from its reserve currency status, allowing it to accumulate unsustainable debts for an unusually long period without the immediate repercussions of inflation or higher borrowing costs. This false sense of security may be setting us up for a truly monumental crash. There is fresh evidence that time is running out for the dollar-centric global monetary order. In fact, central banks outside the United States are already making swift and discreet preparation for a post-dollar era. Can you imagine that? A world without the dollar. People are talking about a world without the euro. The euro will stay. The dollar may go. Here's an article by CNN, dated June 29. The dollar is an unreliable international currency and should be replaced by a more stable system, the United Nations Department of Economic and Social Affairs said in a report released Tuesday. CNBC wrote on July 5, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is repeating a pattern that appeared just before markets fell during the Great Depression. Here's an article by The Telegraph, a British paper, dated July 6. With the U.S. trapped in depression, notice this, with the U.S. trapped in depression, so they are pointing out that we are already in it. This really is starting to feel like 1932. The U.S. workforce shrank by 650,000 in June, one of the sharpest contractions ever. Roughly 1 million Americans have dropped out of the jobs market altogether over the past 2 months. That is the only reason why the headline unemployment rate is not exploding to a post-war high. Let us be honest. Yeah, let's be honest, my friends. Let's not listen to those who are trying to tell you everything is all right. Let's be honest. This article goes on to say, the U.S. is still trapped in depression. A full 18 months into zero interest rates. 8 million jobs have been lost. The average time needed to find a job has risen to a record 35.2 weeks. Nothing like this has been seen before in the post-war era. It goes on to say, the housing market is already crumbling as government props are pulled away. Federal tax rises automatically baked into the pie. My friends, how far can we go and how much can we tolerate when it comes to these developments? This article goes on to say, last week, the Bank for International Settlements called for combined fiscal and monetary tightening, lending its great authority to the forces of debt inflation and mass unemployment. If even the BIS has lost the plot, God help us. But you see, God is not going to help us unless we are turning to God. And that is the key problem in our nation. That is the key problem in the world. We are not turning to God. We are not interested in what God has to tell us. We don't see the connection between the way we live and what is happening in our country, in our nation, and in our own personal lives, do we? Do we have monumental problems? Could it be that we don't live the way we should? Could it be that we are not as close to God as we should be? Here is an article talking about the much-praised health care bill, which is an absolute devastating disaster. Mrs. Pelosi said that we have to adopt it in order to find out what's in it. 2,500 pages. Nobody read. But we adopted it. We enacted it. And now we got it. And now we are finding out, slowly but surely, what's all in that bill. Here is an article from ATR, dated July 2. The health care overhaul passed by Congress and signed into law by President Obama earlier this year contains a new tax on medical devices such as prosthetic limbs and pacemakers and other things. This tax contains no exemption for the nation's 22 million veterans. In fact, Senate Democrats specifically refused to exempt veterans from the tax. So those who went to war following the propaganda of the government and were deeply and severely injured, needing a wheelchair, they got to pay tax for it now. Great change. Great change. It goes on to say the medical device tax was one of over 20 new or higher taxes in President Barack Obama's health care overhaul. You know, my friends, what another terrible tax provision is, and I didn't actually believe it myself unless I was convinced that it was true, because we received a memo recently advising us that under the new health care bill, starting in 2011, your W-2 tax form sent by your employer will be increased to show the value of whatever health insurance you are given by the company. And this is in Title 9, Revenue Provisions, Subtitle A, Revenue Offset Provisions, Section 9002. And I contacted our health care and insurance agent to verify whether that was true, and he wrote me, yes, unfortunately it's true. And not only that, he went on to say, they did everything wrong in this bill and nothing right. He says it is filled with political patronage and does nothing to solve the reason that health insurance is so high. And then he talks about the reasons. Nothing was established to really take care of the situation. And then there are other taxes included in this health care bill, which you and I will find out as time goes on. And in a time of recession or depression, that's the last thing we need, but that's what we get. My friend, it's high time that these things change, but they're not going to change because of human endeavors. They're going to change, and they're only going to change when Jesus Christ returns to this earth. He has promised that he would. He has also said that prior to his return, it will be so great tribulation, which has never been before, and which will never be again. So it's going to get tough, my friends, much tougher. It is important, it is necessary that you and I are close to God to be able to survive these terrible times. We can blame whoever we want for these times, but we should look at ourselves, and we should make sure that we are close to God and that we can rely on His protection, because that is what it takes. That is what we need. Thank you very much for watching. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.